This is Highway Radio. It is time to check out some new movies.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Josh, it seems like it's been a while since we've had a movie about funny Nazis.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them.
No.
Here's Marshal Jojo. Prepare to leave the house.
Today you boys will be involved in such activities as war games, ambush techniques, and blowing stuff up.
Kids, it's time to burn some books!
Yeah. You're growing up too fast.
You're not a Nazi, Jojo. You're a 10-year-old kid who likes dressing up in a funny uniform and wants to be part of a club.
They've really played up the comedy aspects of this movie. Taika Waititi, who's the director and writer, and plays Hitler in this movie, but it's an imaginary version
Hitler,
of Hitler. Yes. I mean, he's talked about this movie as a satire, and there are some satirical aspects to it. The idea here is Jojo, the main character, is a 10-year-old boy in Germany during World War II, and he loves Nazis because, as you kind of hear in the trailer, really he just wants to belong. He's kind of a misfit. He wants to be part of something, and so he latches onto this because that's what's going on in the country, and he has Hitler as his imaginary friend because Hitler is a celebrity, essentially. And so, yeah, that's funny. Sam Rockwell and Rebel Wilson and Stephen Merchant play kind of buffoonish, ridiculous, pompous other Nazi officials. And there's some laughs in it. But really, the core of this story is kind of sentimental. It's really about Jojo and his mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, who is harboring a young Jewish girl, played by Thomasin McKenzie, and he discovers her, and about his bonding with her and his learning that Nazis are bad and Jews are people.
Right.
And some familiar lessons that you have in movies about the Holocaust and about World War II. I think it does that pretty well. The performances are really good, and having the humor contrasting with the seriousness makes some of those serious moments hit a little harder. I think if people, though, are looking for this really biting satire, mm-hmm. as it's kind of been advertised, that's not really what you're going to get. But I think that what you do get is pretty good.
Right.
And it doesn't hit you too hard over the head with the lessons. It does have some decent laughs and, again, strong child performances. So I liked this movie. It wasn't quite the movie that I thought it would be.
So how many stars?
I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5.
For Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. I think worth checking out.
And as always, there's JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.